care of us. Yeah, this is the packet of Nichum Avelu I was telling you about. Here it is. Okay. So the Rambam writes, Paragidal at Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah says, Shall the very Lavaka Cholam and Nachim Avelu. Motzi as a mace from Hachnis Akala. So you have all these mitzvahs. Midrabanan of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, etc. Chasimchas Chasim Achala, Lasadim Chol Tzorcheim, Ve'elohen Gimidus Chasadim Shebegufo, Shein Lehem Shir. Avo Bishu Chol Mitzvah Zeil Midivreim, even though it's not Beferish in the Torah, so we sort of view them as a Chiv Midrabanan. But all these things are b'chlal v'haftol recha kamocha. What does that mean? Kol dvarim shata rotze sheyasu osam l'cha acherim asay osam achicha b'toru mitzvahs. Anything that you would want, that when you get married, you want people to be mishtatev, so when someone else gets married, you should be mishtatev with them. And the Avelis look at things as well. When you're a guest, you want someone to be Malava you, so you should be Malava others, etc. So this is the Rambam of... But it's all Nichlal and V'haftu Le'echa Kamocha. So then is the famous comment to the Rambam on page 2, Perek Yudal Halacha Zayin. Says Yirai Li, Shenachamas Avelim, Kodim Labir Kurcholim. Shenicham Avelim Gmir Chesim Chaim Vima Mesim. But what if one has a conflict, or which come first, or to do Nicham Avelim or to do Bikurcholim? So the Rambam says that Nicham Avelim comes first, because Nicham Avelim is a Chesed. In the Chayim v'im ha-meisim, it's a chesed for the meis, it's a chesed for the chai, and Bikur Cholim is only for the chai. So that's the famous line. And the Rambam says, Yirai Li, we know the klal in the Rambam is that whenever the Rambam says a chiddush that's not found anywhere, a new svara that he's saying on his own, he says, Yirai Li. As usually, the Rambam is just paskening, like, the Chiddush in the Rambam sometimes is how he learned the Gemara, that he might have learned different than Rashi and Tosfos, right? And he's machriya a certain way, and he weighed a whole codified, unified Shulchan Aruch. But once in a while, he says his own original Chiddushim, and he'll always preface it by saying Yirai Li. I guess today you can do a search in the computer, see how many times the Rambam says Yirai Li. So we'll get back to the Rambam shortly. Or sometime in this year. Then there's a Mishnah in Megillah and Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It says, "Ain person l'shma ain ovim le'atay ain osim v'skapeim ain korim b'torah ain maftir b'novi ain osim ma'im eru Moshe ain omim brikas aveilim etachumi aveilim." So all these things you need a minyan for. So one of the things that's mentioned is Birkas Aveilim, Tanchumi Aveilim. So Rashi says, Tanchumi Aveilim, Kshechozrim min hakvaros, Omdim v'nachmim v'samavel. But it's after the burial, There's Nichem Avelim, and that's called Shura. Ain't Shura Chusa Me'asara. Right, the minute today is people do that at the cemetery. And after the mace is buried, they form two parallel rows of people, and the Avelim go between. Right? And then everyone says, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. That's the Shura. And the Mishnah says you need a minion for the Shura. So if you don't have a minion, you don't do it. So here in the Masorah Journal from the Divrei Torah from Rav Soloveitchik, so he has an interesting shot as to what is this notion that you need a minion for. I mean, normally you pay a shiva call, you don't need a minion for Nichum Aveilim. So why for the Shura? Shura is Nichum Aveilim, so that Shmachara shouldn't necessarily need a minion. So he says over a vort, so Rav Soloveitchik says from the Rav Chaim, shot in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Nav Ches on the base, where the Gemara says that Rava was kofer to Rav Nosson to give a certain amount of money to Tztaka. Right? The concept of kfiya ala mitzvahs. So the question is, but the Gemara says in Chulin that called mitzvahs essay shematan tzchara ksuva betzida. That was whatever the Torah says, if you do this, you get this char, we're not kofa. Because basically, the Torah was kofa. I mean, the Torah says, do it, because this is what you get. You don't want to do it. You know. So we don't have to buy other mitzvahs, but the Torah didn't give, tell you the consequences. So then we're kofa. So the question is, by tztaka it says, So since the Torah says ki beglal zeh yivarechecha, so the Torah gives it's matan tzchar b'tzida, so shouldn't be any kviya. So Tosis there gives us several terutzim. So Rav Soloveitchik says from his grandfather that based on the Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, that he says kol yesh yesh by Yisrael chayovim lamid b'hem gabay tztaka, and then he says me'olam lo re'inu v'lo shamanu mikol Yisrael shein lehem kupa shel tztaka. As we never found a Jewish community that doesn't have a kupa shel tztaka. So the way he says over from Reb Chaim is that mitzvah tztaka is done on a private way. In other words, somebody comes to your door, asks for tztaka, you give them tztaka. And then there's communal tztaka, that the community has a kupa tztaka. So there's a chovas hayochid and a chovas hatzibur, and memela, that's the idea, that mitzvahs of chesed should be done b'toras chovas hayochid and b'toras chovas hatzibur. And so now the extension of this, as it's quoted here from Rav Soloveitchik, is to say that Nichum Aveilim, which is also a mitzvah of chesed, also should be done at b'toras yachid and b'toras tzibur. So b'toras yachid, someone comes singing shiva, you go pay a shiva call. And b'toras tzibur is the din of shura, that there should be a communal Nichum Aveilim, and that's the shura that's done after the kvura, and that's the idea of Birkas Aveilim Pachas Ve'asara. But there should be a Chovas Tzibur element to this as well. That's an interesting idea. You want to see that Rambam on page 6. Me'olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu v'kal v'yisrael she'elam kupa shal tztaka. Okay. Okay, so then there's a Gemara here on page 7. Tufnun Beis Amun Aleph. Amar Chista, Nafsho Shal Adam Misabel Shal Av Kol Shiva, Shenema Menafsho Shal Av Teyabel. That the neshama of somebody is misalbel kol shiva, or the idea being that the neshama is still hovering around, is misalbel on the goof kol shiva. So we'll see that that's how the Lev Avraham is going to explain later, that the idea that there's a Chesed in Machayim Amesim, he interprets also that in the mace, the shum of the mace still hovers around after the Misa for a week or so. And then it goes to Shemayim for good. There was the famous Gemara in Shabbos. One of the Tanaim and Marayim said, Ochem li behespeda ki hasam ke'imna. Ochem li behespeda. Someone was telling the other that when you give a hesped for me, Ochem li, make it warm, make it good, ki hasam ke'imna, because I'm going to be there. Meaning the Shem is going to be there. So I remember when Rav Schwab was Nifter, already like 14 years ago, something like that. So Rav Gelli gave a hesped. Rav Gelli spoke. It wasn't an official hesped, I think he left for someone. I don't know. So he said over what Rabbi Kiva Eger was maspid the gra. He said over Rabbi Kiva Eger was maspid the gra. He started off with this Gemara that he says, who am I to be Maspid the Gra? How can you, Bechlal, even attempt to speak about the goddess of the Gra? And he says, but since the Gemara says, Achim Liba Hespeid the Kasam Ke'imna, that the Neshama of the Mace is present at the Hespeid, so we know, Mikza Shvacho Befanav, Kula Shalom Befanav. So he's going to be befanav. So I only can say mixa shvacho. So mixa shvacho, that I could do. So that's how Rabbi Kivega started off the hesped for the gra. So that's what Rav Gelli said at the when he was speaking at the hesped. I don't think he said that at the Lavaya. It was some type of shloshim or something like that. It was in the shul that he said over that that thing that Rabbi Hivega said on the gro. Well, we'll talk about that later. Then the Gemara has an interesting halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Meisha Ein Lo Menachmim, Hochem Yud Bnei Adam Yoshrim Kom. That say somebody died and he doesn't have any relatives. Right, there's no people that need nichum. So we appoint 10 people who sit like in his house and they are the or like the people that you come to be menachem. We appoint, so to speak, aveilim. I don't know if it's so known as well as I remember when my friend Rabbi Joseph Winevsky was nifter. He was a man, Talmud Chacham, from the neighborhood. He was blind. And by the time he died, he didn't have really too many relatives around. And so people would, what they did was, they just, people would come to his house every night and would talk about it. A little different than this this Gemara. Tell stories, etc. But there is this halacha that's not so novel as manazeh. And at least I haven't heard of a situation where they really did this. But that's in Meisha Elam Menachemim. Hopefully, that the Rambam brings it down on page 8. Meishen lo avelim lisnachem boi masar b'nei adam k'sherim yoshim komo kol shiv yimei avelis ushara mekatsim aleim lo yusha masar k'vu im chol yom mekatsim asar mishar av yoshim komo. Okay, you have 10 kavua people. Okay, so there is a din brought in the Gemara on page 10. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein Menachem Yerushalayim Lomar Dovar Ad Sheyiftach Ovel. There was a lot of times to come to a shiva house, so it's a little awkward. You come there, like, what do you say? So the Gemara has this thing that the Ovel is supposed to start speaking first. And what's that idea? So the Levush writes on page 11, but first he has to show his tsar. I think Rav Goldberg said over from Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if he just like gives a krechs, a sigh, even if he doesn't really, that's also enough. So that's usually but usually people just wait till he says something like, how'd you get here or something, but whatever. Usually that's the minute, that they wait till the oval says something. So then, yeah. Then the Levush quotes another din, which we'll see later on page 12. Ein ovel tzorach lamar afil b'fnei nasi. Ein ha'achol ab'nei shetrudim b'tzara. That if a person's an ovel and the nasi comes in, he doesn't even have to stand up for the nasi. Because he's torrid in his availus. We'll see where that comes from. Then the Gemara on of Zion of Abbeis. Says, Al Tifkul Ameis Val Tanudalo, Al Tifkul Ameis Yosem Yidai, Val Tanudalo Yosem Yikishir. So it's the limits on how much a person is allowed to misabel. Right, the Ramban writes in Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh, that the whole reason why there's a Isser of Korcha, right? Well, Sosim Korcha Beinei Nechem, you can't pull out hair, you can't start serrating your skin, right? Because we believe that the Neshama is Kayim L'Olam, Hashara Sanefesh. We believe that the Neshama is Kayim L'Olam. Since the Neshama is Kayim L'Olam, so we believe that it's not like he's totally gone. And if he would be Mesabel Yosef Midai, that would be sort of like denying this concept of the immortality of the neshama. So here the Gemara says, Shlosha Yomim Lebchi, the first 3 days for Bechi, Shiva Lehesped, and 7 days of Hesped, Shloshim Legirs with Kisporas, and then the Gemara says after that, Mikan Ve'el, Chamar Kosh Baruch Hu Yatar, Atem Rachmanim Bo Yosef Mimen. That's the Shir. You're not more Rachman than I am. So the Ramban in the Torah Sodom on page 14. So people used to go to the Harabayas during Shiva, and then people would come and be menachem them. So, but the first 3 days, not. And after that, they would go, and they would stand in a certain place. But shloshim rishon them ain't a bedin sheivakesh nachama b'shloshim lebchi. So, but the first 3 days, they don't go there because. Shlosha Yomim Lebchi. So that's not the time that he should go to the Har Habayis to be Mevakesh Nechama. So there's a, you know, so some have the minhag not to go the first 3 days the discussion. So as Rav Shechter pointed out, some have a minhag not to go the first 3 days to pay a shiva call. The Shlosha Yomim Lebchi. Well, here it just says that the idea of not, you know, going to the actively seeking out. But the Lamaisa, if a person, that's the time that he can go, so then the minhag is to go even then. And the Arzaruah discusses the Gemara. On page 15, Tan Rabbanan, Gimel Yomim Rishon, Amein Aholach LeBeis Avel. For the first 3 days, a person sitting Shiva doesn't go to another Beis Avel. Mikan Ve'elach Aholach Ve'en Yoshev Mokom HaMenachemim, El Mokom HaMisnachemim. So Rashi explains there on that Gemara, the Chafal of the Beis, Perish Rashi, Ovel Shloshi Yomim Rishon Eino Lech LeBeis Ovel, Acher, Menachmo, Mikav Eil, Cholech Menachmo, Beini, so he can go Menachem everyone else, but he sits with the mourners. And Yoshev Yomim Menachem, Eil Mokam HaMisnachem Aveil. Yesh Limo B'Perusho, Aval Atznachem, Yotzi Afilo Tok Yimu Yomim Rishonim. But if his intent is just that he should get nechama, then he could do it even toch Yimu Yomim Rishonim. Okay, so that's this din. That's what the Rambam writes here on page 16 and Yad Alef Yud Beis. Al Yiskasha Adam Al Meso Yosef Midai. Right? A person can't over. So there's a way of what Chazal, what Torah set up. And then the Rambam writes, "Kol shemisha einu misabel k'moshe tzivu chachamim harei ze achzori." Right, it's a time for tshuva. Echem mechabur shemes tidag kol achabur kulo. Okay, then he says the other things. Oh, so the Beis Yosef quotes the Yerushalmi that says that the first 3 days are more chomer than the rest. Say you have it in here by Asiyas Malacha. So he says the first 3 days he doesn't do malacha, and after that maybe he can do bitzina. So why are we more chomer the first 3 days? So the Yerushalmi says, first of all, Yerushalmi, time is the shloshi yomim rishonim, chamiri mishay yomim, mishom the shloshi yomim nafsha taisa al gufa. There's the first 3 days the neshama is hovering over the body. Savra de'ichazur gabei, and it thinks that it's still going to go back into the body. Came de'ichazur d'shtani zivon d'apoi, but once the neshama after 3 days sees that the person already changed his appearance, then he knows that it's not happening, and then he leaves. And then he quotes Rabbi Yerucham, the same idea. The idea of Shloshi Yom and Rishona, Malcolm Amru Chazal, Shloshi Yom and Bubchi, Vim Yasuk Vim Locha Nimtza, Mis Atzel Bubchi.
This Malacha, I'm assuming, is actually Malacha, like real doing, not like.
Yeah, we're not talking about turning on the lights.
We're not
talking about Lama Tess Malachas. We're talking about like Malachas for his business, things like that. A real Malacha of plowing or something like that. No, I don't think we're talking about Malachas, knitting, crochet things that you need to sell, or things like that. Real consuming Malacha. We're not saying you can't turn on the lights in the bathroom or something like that, So then the Torah quotes the Rush on page 18. Because of Adoni Ovi HaRush, so, Benogim Ashkenaz, Sha'avah Holech Lebeis Achneses B'Shabbos, Bechat Tzila, so the Avil leaves the shul first. So everyone follows him back home. The Somchim al Divrei Hagadim, Pirkei Reb Lezer, Rosh Shlomo Shemidas Agminas Chasadim, Agminas Chesed Gedola, Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo saw how great Hashem cares about Chesed. Vichach, Nishabana Beis Hamikdash, Bana Shnei Sharim. So Shlomo Melech in the Beis Hamikdash made two special gates, Echad L'Chasanim VeEchad L'Avelim U'Lemenudim. One for the Chasanim, and one for the Avelim and the people who are in Nidu. By Yisrael, Holchim b'Shabbosos v'Yoshim b'Anasharim Allah nichnas shah chasanim, hayu yodim shu chasan, hayu omrlo, hashochin vayze, ismachucha bebanim bebanos, hanichnas shah veilim, svamo mechusa, hayu yodim shu ovel, omrlo, hashochin vayze, yinachemcha, hanichnas shah veilim, vayn svamo mechusa, hayu yodim shu menuda. Right, omrlo, hashochin vayze, yitem bilipcho lishmodi, vechavecha vichavucha. ושחור בבית המקדש הזכירו חכמים שיהיו חסנים והוויל הוכלים בבתי כנסיות ובבתי מדרשות עד שמלכם רואים וסחסן וסמך עמו וסעובר ויושבים על הארץ כדי שייצאו כל ישראל ידי חבוסם וגמיוס חסודם עליהם הוא אומר ברוך נושא עם סחר טוב לגום לחסודם. And that was the minute. And again, so this is not considered a problem of I think Rabbi Tachman was saying it's not a problem of Avelis Befarhesia, because this is Nichum, it's not Avelis, it's not doing a, in other words, to do a portrayal, in other words, for somebody to do a portrayal of Avelis, that's not wearing shoes or something like that. So that's Avelis Befarhesia. But here they made a whole big thing. Everyone knew they were doing this because he's an Ovel. That's why they had the entourage and the Harabai. So just to do a Niyug Avelis Befarhesia, that's the okay. The thing we saw before in the Levush is this Gemara here on page 20 of Zayin of the Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Kol Chayavim Lamod if they Nasi. That everyone gets up for the nasi, chutz mi ovel v'chola. Ovel and chola don't have to get up. Amar of Yochanan chol omrim lahem shvu. You can say to someone, "Go sit." Chutz mi ovel v'chola. Because if you say that to an Ovel Chola, it's like you're saying, okay, you know, return back to your Avel. It's like a bad thing to say. It's Ke'ilu, you don't mean to Mekala, but it's Ke'ilu, it's like a Klola. Well, so then the Shulchan Aruch brings the din on page 21. And this is an important halacha. Shem pehe beis. Habotzei es chaveru ovel toch lamed. Bedamim al tachum ein shol b'shlomo. Lach adam shol b'shlomo. Veinu madam al tachum. Kedarko. El matzad. So, in other words, if you see a friend who's an ovel, for say a brother or something like that, toch lamed, so you can say divrei tanchumim, and for a parent, kol yud beis chodesh. Meaning, the din of, as we said many times, that the din of nichum aveilim really is nothing to do per se with shiva, as we saw the mikra din. If it's the person dies in the regal, we can have tanchumim during the regal, and the gemara says. And Kimin in the days that you were Menachem during the regal, you don't have to, the people don't have to be Menachem after the regal. So the same thing, after Shiva, you see somebody, let's say you see somebody that lost a parent and it's Tachyut Beis Chodesh, so you can say to them, Amachem Yenachem Eschem, see him stand in the street, and especially if you didn't get or weren't able to pay a shiva call or something like that. So the din is Nichum Aveilim is called Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent. And for a sibling, it's. So that's. Because people think, oh, he missed the shiva, so it's, there's no Nichum Aveilim anymore. But because that's based on the erroneous concept that. It's necessarily Hob Hot Talia, the Shiva and the Nichum Aveilim. They're really two two separate things. Yes.
After shloshim for like a sibling, is it wrong to say something to someone?
Well, look, if you look in the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's like this. Most of our Avol Toch Lamed, Kedamet Chumim Shom Shlomo. Achal Yam Shom Shlomo Eidu Vayim Tom Chumim Kedakel Matzat Sheinu Maskel Hashem Ameis Omer Tisnache. So he does it in a more indirect way. Take a look. We have there's a Gemara of Chesam and Aleph. I don't know if I put it in the pack yet. Yeah, the Shekhar quotes it here in Nefesh Hara, page 23. The Gemara says, "Avel Mesa Barosh." Shalem Avesha Barosh Veshkan Kimelach Mikdud. Shavayin Yunachim. So the verse says, the Avel sits in the front. He's Mesa Barosh. And the Gemara compares him to the Melech. So the Birkei Yosef on page 25 says maybe that's why he doesn't Poshupshat like the Lubush said he's Torah. That's why Avil doesn't have to stand up to someone else. But the Birkei Yosef quotes that the reason is because he's that Avil is like a Melech, and therefore the Melech doesn't have to stand up for somebody else. It's not proper that the Melech should stand up for somebody else. So that's a different reason that given for the fact that the Ovel and Chola don't stand up. The Ovel is like Mel. So here he quotes Rav Shechter, quotes from Rav Soloveitchik on page 23. He says many people have a minug that if they can't come to the base Ovel, they call. So he writes here that it's not Derech Eretz. He called the king. You know, the king you don't speak to on the phone. So Maisa, I would recommend that if somebody can't pay a shiva call, that you should call. You know, people appreciate that. And this is a shtickel Torah, but Maisa, the reality of life. You know, the person should try to go, but if he can't go, sometimes it's out of town, it's this, that, whatever it is. And people, and I keep saying that, you know, Nikam Avelim is Shiva or Malchut, but since it became such a, in people's mind, that Nikam Avelim is together with the Shiva, so you, that it's also good to call during Shiva. If you can, in other words, you don't say, "Well, I'll see him in 2 months from now," and I'll say something then. No, you should call during Shiva if you can't come. If you can come, it's better to come. But if you can't come, you should make the phone call. And this is an interesting idea, but it's not the way you should practice. And then there's a whole discussion here. He has from the Rav, what's the Lashon Amokom Yenachem Eschem? So he says from Rav Soloveitchik that the Lashon Amokom sometimes it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant, especially in the time of Shiva. So Yecheskel says Baruch Avad Hashem Nimkomo, because he was not like Yeshaya, who was in Eretz Yisrael. He was in Bavel, so he was further away. So he saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu from a distance. So it looks like Hakadosh Baruch Hu was from this distant. Then he quotes from Rabbi Shalom Reifin that says from the Rav that's different times, like Leil Pesach we say Baruch Hamokom, Yom Kippur Adas Hamokom, and Avelis. So he says these three times HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us get close to him more. So that's Loshon Mokom, Yishu Mokom Shalolam. That you can find him, Efshar Limtzo So Ba'olam Hazeh B'Kalos. Okay, whatever. You can say a lot of drush, a lot of different. I'll tell you, many years ago, there was a sofer in Queens, Rabbi Michael Fuld, and Carl Fuld. You heard of him? The sofer in Queens. He was my seventh grade Rebbe. He passed away in his 40s. And so we paid a shiva call, myself and Rabbi Mendelsohn. We went together. It wasn't his Rabbi, but his son. He had a son who went to MTA, whatever. So I remember his wife said over at the shiva, she said over a pshat, his almana. He said that... that, you know, a person accomplishes things in this in life. Everyone makes a mokom. He does something in the community, and that whatever he leaves over, that mokom is the nechama. You know, a lot of interesting things you could say, but they're all true, and they're, you know, whatever is meaningful for the person. Okay, so that's just, yeah. Now there's a... Gemara Shabbos. Page 26, Amar of Hanina, B'koshi Yitiru, Menachem, Aveilim, Ulevakech Olam, B'Shabbos. That B'koshi Yitiru. As they were not there, B'koshi. There was technically you could do it, Nikum Avail on Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah writes on the next page, Alkein Lo Yofa Osim Osam Shekol Yimei Shavua Ein Holchim Rak B'Shabbos. It's mutter, but it's bekoshi here. Like the Yerushalmi says, bekoshi itiru to give. To even greet someone on Shabbos, right? Really, Shabbos is supposed to be quiet on Shabbos. And the Farshim explained, because what is it? When Hashem rested on Shabbos, what did He rest from? Creation. What has He created with His dibur? So His whole malach was dibur. So we're not on that madrega. Rav Scheinberg Shlita is knowing not to speak on Shabbos. Except for Divrei Torah, but for us, we're not. Most people are not on that madrega that we don't speak on Shabbos. But in theory, that's the speaking on Shabbos is not something. Shabbos is part of the Shvis of Shabbos. The Shvis. Dibur b'chlal, and b'koshi hitiru, even to give a good Shabbos. Yes.
If Yom Tov doesn't count for Shiva, we spoke about the Gemara that says if you nachem aviv for Yom Tov, so Shabbos which does count for Shiva, why can't you do it?
you're saying that Shabbos counts towards Shiva, so for sure, but I guess, but the question is, yeah, okay, it's a good question to think about. Why? Okay, there's a famous Gemara in Sukkah, on page 29. It's famous because the Or Sameach has a piece on it. That's why it's famous. The Gemara says that at Sukkot people are very busy. Anshe Yerushalayim. Tanya Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer Kachay Amin Hagam Shalom Shei Shalayim Adam Yotzi Bebeisav Lulova Biyodo. Right, the Anshei Yerushalayim used to carry the lulav the whole holiday. They would walk in the street, they would carry the lulav, meaning not in the plastic thing, in the mamash in their hands, like to be yotze. That's lulav biyodo kar kriyishma, probably lulav biyodo kar yakar, Torah knows yikapa, v'nichol v'kakar, hoch l'vak yachola, nachem aveilim, lulav biyodo. So the Or Sameach was sensitive. This is the type of thing that Or Sameach picked up on. That here he writes Bikur Cholim before Nichum Aveilim, even though the Rambam says, obviously Lav Dafka, but the Rambam says that Nichum Aveilim comes before. Here it says Bikur Cholim before Nichum Aveilim. So the Or Sameach here on page 28 says in the Rambam, really should not have Aveilim called him Bikur Cholim Gam. Right, the Gemara there says, "Bekoshi hitiru." On Shabbos it says, "Bekoshi hitiru lenachem avelim ulavak yecholim." On Sukkah, "Koshi bikur cholim kolim." Mishum the beregel, ain't no yam dvarim shibetzina. The Rambam sheet is there's no dvarim shibetzina in the regel. So therefore, when it comes to regel, so Bikur Cholim is Kodim. Mishum Regel Zu, because Regel is Tsar is less. Hashem Ken Shabbos, Rav Shabbat said, oh no, okay. Interesting. This is talking about Beregel. And then this is in here that we've discussed on page 30, the confirmation of Regel. So then, Ein Rabbi Mishaskim, the two avails afterwards, Ein Rabbi Mishaskim, but Lenachmo, Hachar Regel, Minyam Mishanachmo Beregel. Aval Marim lo ponim. You know, they show a sympathetic face. But the Ikur Nichum Aveilim, they do right away in the regel. And after the regel, Marim lo ponim. So again, somehow the minig in America, I don't know, maybe you know how long this minig has been, that people don't go during the regel, and they go afterwards. So the Lev Avram, Rav Avram Weinfeld, who we quoted just before, so he speaks about this Rambam. Well, first he speaks about the Rambam about the Gemara about the 10 people. So he says that he wants to say, well, maybe that's the idea that the mace is still there in the Beis Avel, and the mace, that's the idea of you have the 10 people, you know, and that's Akim. In other words, that din would be Akim. In other words, the two, Rambam says Nichum Aveilim is chesed machaim, chesed mameisim. So he says that perhaps the chesed mameisim has to do with this idea that the neshama is still there during Shiva. Yerushalmi said only the first 3 days, but others might say the whole Shiva. So Mamela, that's the idea of having the 10 people, even though they're not the Aveilim, they're not the ones who lost the relative, but they're still coming to be Menachem, to set up a Beis Ovel where the Neshama is there. And so there, that would be a Kiyam only in Kovar HaMeisim, not in Kovar HaChaim, he says. So that type of Beis Ovel, he would say, Bikur Cholim would perhaps proceed. And then he says that perhaps that's the, in other words, Nafsha Shalom is Habela Salav, called Shiva. So he says that that's the first 7 days. But once it's after the 7 days, so he wants to say, that the Rambam of Marim Ulponim is, in other words, the Iker Nichum Aveilim is when you come during the first 7 days. And after, because that's the when the mace is there and the chai is there, so to speak. And after that, the neshama goes back. But if it was Ba'ovel, so the Rambam says, or the Shulchan Aruch says, Marim Ulponim. So that means he could still come to the Kovar HaChai, but that would only be a din of Kovar HaChai, but not the din of Kovar HaMeis, because it's ready after 7 days. So he says that would be an afkamina that Nicham Aveilim after Yontif perhaps wouldn't beat out the din of Bikur Cholim. Okay, it's an interesting idea. He says all this he thought of. Calls all of believing me aveli al patira zugosi, eshes meurai. Nefesh yikara tova slav. That was his first wife. And then here. Pnei Baruch, he has a discussion about what the Baragola has on the side. Minak the Nichnas the Ovel based test is called him Tzilat Arvit as Kanim, based on that Pirkei Rav Lezer that we saw in the tour. That he discusses it's like Rabbi Tog was saying, tactically it's the Nichum could be even after because Nichum Aveilim is because she tears, Rabbi Tog was saying on Shabbos. But part of this minig is they say tzul across aveilim, so somehow maybe that's not appropriate to say on Shabbos. But lemaisa in the shuls today, it's all after shkia. I mean, you don't get a shul today that's usually that's going to get to finish lecha dodi before shkia. Just doesn't happen.
Better make
it on
Shabbos.
Not going to make it on Shabbos. We're in the winter. At a 4:30 shkia, you're going to make it on Shabbos.
When
you can, the sun. Well, I don't think so. What should you do? It's a chiddush just to say that the words you just say k'sul kras aveilim. That that's.
You can say this.
Is it?
You don't even say it.
I don't know, it depends. Shul that has the old minhagim, they say it. The more new shuls, they don't know about these minhagim, so they just, somebody just gives a clap and then they.
In general, the Shiva, do we say that going on, like it's just a hybrid of Kavod Chaim, Kavod Meis, just Kavod Chaim Meis, or do we say it's more geared towards one or the other? It's like the general thought.
I mean, look, the general thought, what people do with it, having in mind the Chaim, because they're coming, but there is a din of, even if you don't want to say like this Lev Avron, that it's a mystical thing with the, just it's a Kavod for the Meis, that a person's there. Sometimes a person doesn't even know the, but he comes out of respect. For he knew the father, and he doesn't know the kids.
Right.
You know, but the Rambam says it's both. Whether the Rambam had in mind what the Lev Avraham says that it has to do with the neshama, I'm not so, you know, convinced. But just be still stop a covenant on Mace, even if the neshama is not there.
Normally allow even for 3 days. Shouldn't be a kind of like
The idea of the first three days, even then, we don't say that, but in those days, very nice, but if he doesn't have what to eat, it's not so good. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, so we're doing well here. Okay, so tomorrow's Thursday, so we'll do hopefully 20-21. Okay, then Monday we're not going to have Shashir. I'm going to be out of town, Bezushan. So it's Monday for Tuesday. We do 22 and 23. In other words, by the end of the week, we shall get up to finish 25, and then we'll see how whether we need to double it necessarily every day or not. But I think we'll be good. We have this schedule. It's not the optimum way of doing things, as you know. But you should spend time to hazard it over, look inside, think, you know. So I've been talking before that it's not as complex as the need that we had during the year, but nonetheless, there's still a lot of things here.